You know, it was twice the time went by that they're normally up at their latest. You get what I'm saying? So the latest I've ever had them come up, now I'm twice that time. I wasn't praying, wasn't talking to God. I was just out in my garden. Like, it wasn't like I was doing this in the Lord. I'm just thinking in my mind, thinking, them beans. You know how we can do this? Boy, you know, at night, I wonder if something, happened to the seeds. I wonder if I got a bad batch or something. I wonder, So I get down and I start digging where one of the rows are. I go down in there an inch like I have them in there. And I, when I was doing that, I rolled the seed up and it went, and it popped out and it had this nice root going down in. And it was just opening up and the leaf was just splitting coming out. And yet I popped it out and it was laying on the ground. Who knows it's done now? And as soon as I looked and saw it, I was like, oh, it's sprouting. The Lord spoke to me immediately. He said, my people do it all the time. I just sat there and cried and interceded in my yard. No kidding. Over a half hour. On my knees in the grass, cried and interceded and said, God, have mercy on us. Because we release the work of faith. We see what the word says and we stand there. And all of a sudden, reasons come why it might not and why maybe and why. And they all seem right to a man, but their way leads to death. You also be patient. If God said it, it's yes and amen. We're not waiting on God. We're growing into the revelation. We're growing into the Christ. If he said yes, I'm purposing to live into that yes and grow into that yes. I'm not going to find a reason to make God's yes, no. Or maybe. You follow me?